You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. I trust you had a very Merry Christmas. Yesterday, we took time apart from our regular. We've been talking about how to change your life. And to me, honestly, it kind of fit in because if you go back to the beginning at the birth of Jesus and you realize that God was announcing that on earth, goodwill towards men, that God's will for you is good. And that's what he wants. And so we all need to change. We're all looking to change. God sent Jesus into the earth so we could change, okay? And so we talked about the fact that the will of God for your life does not automatically happen. We saw that in Philippians, right? Now, if you've missed any part of this, please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen to these messages over and over and get these things in context. Get your Bible out and read them, especially in particularly the last few times where we're talking about prayers that you can pray, okay? But again, in Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, I press on that I may lay hold of that. What was that? The will of God for his life. I press on that I may lay hold of the will of God for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me, okay? So, it's not, the will of God is not automatically going to happen. You have to press on. You have to lay hold of. That's the only way that it's going to work. It's the only way that this is going to function is for you to press on and lay hold of it. It's not going to automatically happen. Now, a lot of times people try to say, well, you can't know the will of God. We looked at Ephesians that says, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. We also looked at Colossians 1:9 in one of those prayers that says that you are actually supposed to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and that you have a walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Okay? So, that you are supposed to know the will of God. Now, again, a lot of people don't want to know the will of God, because they're afraid of what it might be. They didn't know that the reason that Jesus was born in the earth was not to condemn them, but to have goodwill towards them and to save them. And so we looked at Jeremiah 29:11-13, that says, first off, that God knows the plans that he has towards you, that they are not evil, but they are for good, they are for future and for a hope, so that you can have a life of fulfillment and meaning. So when you begin to change and do the will of God, that is where your greatest degree of fulfillment is going to be. It's going to be the happiest you've ever been. But then there's people who say, well, yeah, but I don't know the will of God. So the first two major changes in life, if you have not made them yet, is for Jesus to be Lord. Not just your Savior, but Lord, that you're going to do what he asks you to do. The second thing is if you don't know the will of God, you got to find it out. And that's really what we've been trying to get over to you, is how you can find out. Okay, and what you can pray to find out. We looked at Colossians 1:9. We looked at Ephesians 1, and I believe it's verse 17, right? For 15, 16, right? 1:16. And remember, we've got a free offer going. If you'll contact us at the ministry at KurtOwen.com or connect at KurtOwen.com, we will send you these prayers written out for you to be able to pray them for yourself and for you to be able to pray them for other people. Absolutely free. Our partners make this possible, okay? So, again, so we looked at these prayers. Now, let me just say this. One of the changes, especially if you have not been praying very much, one of the changes you need to make is to spend time seeking the Lord, okay? And praying, knowing his will. The first way you're going to know his will is through the written word of God. But the second way, and that's the general will of God, but the second way you're going to know the will of God is for you to seek his face. And you're going to have to want it. Remember, we talked about the fact that you just can't say, well, yeah, I'd want to do that, but then you never do it. No, you actually have to want it. Right? But there are plenty of people, myself included, that when you get started, it's like, I do want to know the will of God, but I do, seriously don't know how to find out. I'm willing to get up early. I'm willing to stay up late. I'm willing to miss meals. I'll do whatever. I just don't know what to do. And so we started talking about the steps towards that. The first thing, now, again, we're still talking about making changes to your life, but the question is, what changes should I make? Well, one of the first changes you should make if you don't know the will of God, find it out, because then after that, the next change you should make is what? That you should start making changes to do the will of God, right? But you got to, you can't get the cart before the horse. So we started talking to you about these are some prayers that you can pray. And so let's say you are not a person who prayed much, and or you're getting up early, staying up late, but you don't know what to do with that time. Well, here's a start. Pray these three prayers. Begin to pray these before you read your Bible. Begin to pray these before you listen to this broadcast or watch this broadcast. Go ahead and get and pray these. You know, some of these prayers, I have to be honest, I've prayed them three times a day for myself. I pray them once a day at least for y'all, but I need wisdom. I need enlightenment. I want to know. The cry of my heart, quite frankly, is that I know Jesus better than I know anybody else. And we'll talk about how that's one of my goals for next year. So it's my goal every year, really. I want to know Jesus better than I knew him last year. But we started talking about, we've already looked at the Colossians 1 prayer, 1:9 prayer. We've already looked at the Ephesians 1:16 prayer. But now we're looking at the Ephesians 3:14 prayer. Now I'm going to read through it again, and then I'm going to change it into you praying for yourself. Okay, it says, this is Paul praying. He says, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family on heaven and earth is named, that you would grant to me according to your riches and glory, that I am strengthened. Oh, excuse me. I'm reading it the way I pray it for myself. Let me start again. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family on heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to his riches and glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, that you would know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you would be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Okay, let's go back at this. Let's start again. You're going to pray it for yourself. Now, you're going to need to get your Bible out and read along with me. All right, I'm going to pray this like I'm praying it for me. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family on heaven and earth is named, that, Father, you would grant to me, according to your riches and glory, that I be strengthened with might through your Spirit in my inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, that I know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I am filled with all the fullness of you. And now you are doing unto me exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to your power that works in me. And I like to add in there, and I give free course to your power, Father. To you be the glory in the church. Now it says in the church, but I'm in the church, so I say it like this. To you be the glory in my life by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Okay, think about what that would do for you for the will of God. It gets you tuned up on the word, the God's love for you. It teaches you about the power that's available to you in Christ on the inside of yourself. So now, you want to make a change? Start praying these three prayers every day. Pray them several times a day. Pray them for yourself. Pray them for your loved ones, right? Because that's what this is. That's what these are for. Now, some people might say, well, you changed the Word of God. No, I didn't. I applied the Word of God. I didn't do anything except exactly what it says. I'm the us. I'm the you. I'm the church. I'm those things. So there's nothing wrong with that. Now, again, this is to help you know the specific will of God for your life. It's also to help you understand the Scriptures. So, and listen, if you are just getting started praying, right, then just take these three prayers and pray these. You know they're the will of God because they're the Word of God. This is just a simple place to start. Too often, we'll talk about this, too often we try to do too much at a time. But just make these things, these three, the the start of where you're at. And this will reveal the Word of God, which is the general will of God, but then it'll also help reveal the specific will of God to you. Now, we're going to talk more about this and how to apply this, because there's more we need to talk about changes being made, okay? You know, I want to take a moment here, and I might be doing this every week. I've started it, and then I got off of it, but the Lord told me in June of 2017 that I was supposed to do miracles, okay? And there's a lot that goes into this. And I said, well, I thought that was dependent on you. And then he began to explain some scriptures to me. And, you know, remember when he told his disciples, he said, go heal the sick, raise the dead, freely receive, freely give. And so they weren't having to wait on Jesus. Jesus was waiting on them to go do it. But, you know, I just got back from Peru, and we just saw some major miracles down there. And I realized, for you all, I haven't been doing miracles. And honestly, this is completely new to me. I tried it once. We got some testimonies, and we would really like your testimonies, but I'm still learning how to operate in this anointing. But right now, what I'd like to do is I'd like you to fix your mind on Jesus, the fact that he loves you, and that you do not have to qualify for his help. The second thing I'd like you to do right now is I'd like you to think about the miracle that you need from Jesus, no matter what it is. One of the miracles in Peru was that this woman's daughter, who had been beating on her physically, who had refused to serve God, called her and said, Mama, I'm sorry for the way I've treated you. I want to serve Jesus just like you do. That was her miracle. But right now, I want you to think about God's love for you, and I want you to think about the miracle you need. And now, in the name of Jesus, I release the miracle-working power of God into your life, whatever it is that you have need of. And I believe that power flows to you and through you right now and throughout your life to give you your miracle. Receive your miracle right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm still learning how to use this, but we would like to know, if you just received your miracle, please contact us and give us the testimony at KurtOwen.com. I'm still learning how to operate in this. It's brand new to me, even though it's 2 years old. Share with us your testimony. We love you very much. Stay tuned to Michael for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@KurtOwen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@KurtOwen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post,